From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nathan Lee. The Missouri Senate passed a bill today that eliminates child marriage in the state. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports, the bill comes more than 5 years after the legislature's last move to raise the age of marriage.
Under current Missouri law, minors who are 16 or 17 can get married to someone under 21 if they have parental consent. The new legislation would raise the minimum age of marriage in Missouri to 18 with no exceptions. Senator Lauren Arthur spoke in favor of the legislation when it was up for debate earlier in the week.
We're not telling someone that they can't marry the person they love. We're just saying that children aren't allowed to engage in legal contracts until they're 18.
In 2018, Missouri lawmakers raised the minimum marriage age from 15 to 16. Supporters of the new proposal say this completes the policy process of ending child marriage. The legislation now goes to the Missouri House. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg.
The Missouri State Board of Education wants to help address a growing mental health crisis among young people. The State Department of Mental Health told the board yesterday that adolescent rates of depression and anxiety in the U.S. doubled between 2010 and 2019. Community behavioral health organizations partner with local districts to provide school liaisons or services. But Director Valerie Hoon said demand for those services is high and the workforce is stretched.
It's not a budget issue right now. You could throw $500 million at me and I would not find the people to deliver the services.
The department also brings a mental health first aid program to schools to teach students about mental health and expose young people to a possible career field. Missouri has one of the highest maternal mortality rates in the nation, and black mothers in the state die at higher rates than white women. Jamaa Birth Village in Ferguson and the city of St. Louis are collaborating to prioritize black doula care. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports.
Doulas provide emotional and physical support before, during, and after childbirth. Okonshola Amadou is Jamaa Birth Village founder. She and other Black health organization leaders are using Black Doula Day, April 11th, as a day of advocacy. They want equal reimbursements from insurance companies and Medicaid. They also want state lawmakers to include them as experts when writing bills. And Amadou says working with city officials can help promote them as such.
Right now, we're witnessing states attempting to regulate doulas.
Amadou says the Black doula profession needs uplifting because many lawmakers are unaware of its benefits to Black maternal health. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
A U.S. Senate committee on Wednesday dug into complaints against the Missouri-based student loan servicer Mohela, though the organization's executive director refused to attend. The hearing follows an explosive investigative report alleging 4 in 10 people with a loan serviced by Mohela have been impacted by servicing failures. In a cease and desist letter, Mohela said the report contained, quote, false, misleading, and sensationalized claims, end quote. I'm Nathan Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.